Today's shir in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa begins Perek Tezvav Seif Nun Zayin on page Reish Chuf Aleph in the New Prince. We are seeking sponsors to keep this shiurim coming on a regular basis. Today's shir is sponsored by an anonymous sponsor again in honor of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. May they be saved from all the future tzoris. In order to continue these shiurim coming on a consistent basis, we have to ask for sponsorships for the production costs. So please reach out at www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to help sponsor a shiur and keep the shiurim coming. We are 501c3, so we can issue tax receipts. Please contact us for more information. So we begin today, Perek Tezvav Seif Nun Zayin, in the middle of the halachas of tying knots on Shabbos. Aniva, a bow, she'ein tachteho kesher, that has no knot beneath it. One can make such a bow even to last for a long period of time. You can put one bow on top of another bow, as long as there's no knot beneath it. Right? But once you have a knot beneath it, you can't do a double bow. But if you would do a knot on top of a single bow, that would be the same thing as a knot on top of a knot that we saw earlier you can't do. We saw before in Seif Nun Hei certain kulos when one can make certain knots on Shabbos, so a knot on top of a bow, those same kulos would apply if it's a mitzvah, a tzar, or a tzarech, but otherwise one should not do so on Shabbos. One should be careful not to do so in front of our ma'aretz, lest they not understand and do it the wrong way. We're going to see later also in other cases where it specifically says not to do certain things in front of our ma'aretz. Seif Nun Ches. Kishem she'osur likshur kesher b'Shabbos u'b'yomtiv. Just like it's prohibited to tie a knot on Shabbos or Yomtiv, or la'anev aniva, or to make a bow me'al l'kesher that's going to have a knot on top of it, al menashe yiskaimu l'maylam eis le'eis, that's going to be left for more than 24 hours. Kach osur la'atirim. Anything that you're not allowed to make on Shabbos, you're not allowed to undo on Shabbos either. Or lenatgam ba'ofen acher, or to somehow undo that knot. Ve'ein advar mamurim el gabi oisim aksharim vanivis shos lo kashrim. Says, but this is dafke talking about which knots? The knots that one cannot make, one knot cannot do. Aval kesher vaniva, a simple single knot with a simple bow on top of it, like a regular making, like standard way, old-fashioned way of tying the shoes. I tell you that people who do double bows and stuff, which you can't do on Shabbos. But people do that so that the shoes should stay tied longer. But the standard, single twist and a single bow, right? So mutter location b'Shabbos b'Yomtiv, right? Gamut latirum, that you could make on Shabbos, you could tie your shoes on Shabbos, you could untie your shoes. From any yochel latirum, leisatzerich mutter l'natkam. If one can't undo it for whatever reason, leisatzerich mutter l'natkam, you could cut the string, right? Avol ein lasis came from now, or it's leishlo yovel hakel. There are times when you have a knot in the bag or something, or a shoe, you could cut it. It's a knot, you could take it as long as there's kilkul. So we have to not do it in front of our ma'aretz, because our ma'aretz is going to see it, not going to understand when and how you could cut things, and going to cut it wrong. Or benito kachut derech kilkula, you have to do it derech kilkul in a way that it's destroying it. You cut the string in the middle, not by the edge, by the knot is. But one has to know how they're doing it and be careful to do it in a proper fashion. Many years ago, because I have an issue that the way I walk, my shoe laces always got untied. So I have a whole double way I do it, and I do it with a double bow. So one time I went to a place like many years ago. I sat down with him. I said, this is how I make tie my shoes during the week. What could I do and what can I not do? And people have to be careful. The people don't realize that just because you usually tie your shoes in a certain fashion during the week, which with one pull, some people walk around saying, as long as you can pull one string and the whole thing undoes, that's mutter. It's not true. It's not so pashut. You have to make sure that the way you're tying your shoes is proper according to halacha. Like I said, a single twist, pull down, and a single bow is mutter. But more than that, if someone is used to doing more than that, they should consult with the local Orthodox rabbi to make sure they're tying their shoes properly. Okay? And like I said, and anything that you're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to untie. Generally speaking, if something became tied by mistake, we'll see that later. Seif Nun Tes. Kesher she'enoi osir liyos kaim el yom echad ve'enoi kosher amitz. A knot that's not meant to last more than a day, and it's not tight. So even though technically it might be doubled, but it's in a large, let's say a thicker rope that you can't pull tight. It doesn't get tight, and eventually on its own it would unravel. So mutalatir, that you could untie. Avim osir liyos kaim zman mushechese, but if it's something that be'etzim could stay tight for a long time, at shavua yom, let's say a week, or shu kesher amitz, or it's a tight knot, mudal ha'tiru, you can only untie it, rakum akum tzarech, if there's a big need, oike ha'she yesh bay mishum tzar, a mitzvah, like we saw in the past, and yochal ha'tiru, mudal natke. Once again, if you cannot untie it properly, so the best would be to cut it, but as we saw before, you have to cut it, not in front of Amar Arts, and cut it derech kilkul, you have to make sure you know how to cut it in a way that's permissible. If samach, aniva she'estabcha v'hofcha l'kesher. This happens very often with shoes. You tie it in a permissible fashion, but then somehow the string moved, it got pulled, and it turned into a knot. But it was a mistake. It was meant to be a bow on top, a single bow on top of a single thing. It says mutl atiri, that's permitted to take out. V'myoch eni yoch l'atiri, what happens if it got tight, you can't take it out. Leis atzerich mutl anatko, you could cut it. Says it's shriach. This happens in shoelaces. So you made it. You did it properly while you're walking. Something happened. The thread got pulled the wrong way, and turned to a knot. He says that if that happened by mistake on Shabbos, one is permitted to untie that on Shabbos. Seif samach aleph. Af ki hevenu leel b'seifim she'os lasses kol kesher v'os latirei. Even though we spoke about in seif nun chbeis nun chesed, you can't make knots and you can't untie them. Let's say you have a knot that's not meant to stay for perpetuality, for perpetuity, I think is the right word. I feel even though it's meant for a long time, but it's not meant to be permanent mamish. So then could be, not all cases would necessarily be deraisa. So tzerich gadol, then if it's a tzerich gadol, there's times we want to be makel, and yeah, either have it tied or untied al yedei a non-Jew. One has to be very careful with this. It's very easy for us to decide what's called a tzairich, what's called a tzairich gadol, when we're not being very objective, when we're being subjective, and what's considered litzmisus, and what's not considered litzmisus. Any such questions should be forwarded to your local Orthodox rabbi. But there are times when it is permitted, idea gay. Se'if samach beis, making a tie on Shabbos. Mutulanid anivu l'kesher b'Shabbos. Typical way that most of us tie our ties on Shabbos, and you pull one side, the whole thing comes out, and it's not meant to stay long, that is permitted to make a tie on Shabbos. But, caveat number one, imdake l'peischa kol yom. If you're the type of person, every time you put on or take off your tie, or definitely at least once a day, you undo your entire tie. Right? So it's your tie, no problem. V'aniva shein dake l'vteich l'kshas ha'kesha b'abu chol yom. Yeshe l'kshas ha'nivim b'yom. But someone who leaves his ties made from week to week, and he's going to make it now Friday night on Shabbos or Shabbos morning, he's going to leave it till next Shabbos. Such a person should not do so. Such a person should make sure to make his ties before Shabbos. When he has to take off his tie, he should just pull it, that it loosens it to make space for his head, puts it back on, he tightens it, but he shouldn't undo it totally. A person who leaves his ties made from week to week should be careful not to untie or tie them on Shabbos. But those rest of us regular people who don't want that mark in our tie, so every time we take off our tie, we take it off fully, or even if not every single time, but you know, definitely you're not leaving it on overnight, you're not leaving it for long periods, right? You're crazy taking off by the suit, you're going to go to Minchi, you know, so then you don't do it, but you don't do it before you go to sleep. Right, as long as you're undoing and doing it on a regular basis, not leaving it from week to week, not leaving it from day to day, it's better to make or undo your tie on Shabbos. Se'if samach gimel. We're on the bottom of Reish Chav Beis, and we're going to change gears a little bit to talk about shoelaces, belts, and stuff like that. So we're going to begin now. We probably will not finish it in this year. Se'if samach gimel. Also lahashchel seret chut esrucho kyeitzebei. If you're going to put a shoelace or some other type of string into, you know, other things that are laced up, right, and you want to put a new lace in, so these are the three criteria necessary to do so. Number one, Haser Day Surh Kvarhoyev Begadze Ibana al Zulufnei Shabbos Ayamt. Says it asked me that this shoelace was once before in this shoe. Bays, Efshir Lachzer Lahashlos Haser Day Sasurh Benego Veloy Terech. One has to be able to easily put in the thread into the holes without a lot of tircha. And number three, Shehaze Sarat Asuch Shain Regil Luftafer Lakesha Bekesh Kiyama Akashola Kazish Lochashem Yishachvit for Yaskesh. Has to be the type of lace that when you put in, you don't tie it at the end, that it shouldn't keep on pulling through. So true laces, you know, we go from both sides, you don't do that. But laces that go in or ribbons that go in from one end, people very often tie the other end to make sure that it doesn't pull through the out. See, something that's usually tied, not allowed to do unless you tie it. Now in Simsan Bechdal, we're gonna give some ways to do it if you can't do these three. But basically, the way Shmir Shabbos Kalchos is paskening, that even if it's not a new shoe, if it's an old shoe, you can't put a new lace in. You can only re-put an old lace in as long as it goes in easily. Right? If the threads are fraying at the edge and the hole is narrow, then you can't. Right? But, or, and he says it has to be the type that you don't tie. Now, I will say this, B'chaim Noah and others are makel, even though they will not allow into a shoe for the first time a new lace, they do allow a new lace into an old shoe, but it seems he says Rishem Zalman held it was usser. There is a bit of chalikas of paiskim about it. Now, Siv Samach Dal is going to give us some caveats. Lafikach, he says, Suruch Shenishmat Minanal. Let's say your shoelace came out. Mutter Lachzer Lashchilei. That thread we said you can put back in as long as it goes in easily. Vem Nikra. Now, what happens if it tore? So now you don't have a full length shoelace. So you could use a shoe, you could put in the part that's left if it tore. Says this is as long as the holes are large enough they could go in smoothly, easily, like we said with the second rule before. Or plastic, or like the way shoelaces come where at the end today it's plastic, olden days they were metal. That sort of clasp the edge of the lace from fraying, if it has that so it can easily go in the hole, then it's permitted to put it back in. He says a thread, a shoelace that was never in this shoe before. Even if it's an old shoe, he says you can't put a new lace in. So if you're mommy stuck, you can't wear the shoes. The shoelace ripped, you can't put it back in. You can't put it back in easily. So let's say you have black shoes. He says, put a brown shoelace in. Because then you know right if the Shabbos is going to change it. It's not something that's going to be meant to stay long-term in this shoe. As soon as you could, you're going to take it out. He says, another eight is to put the new thread in such a fashion that you would never leave it there long-term. Let's say there's five holes and you only use the top two. Six holes, you only use the top three. You only use some of the holes, and you would never leave your shoelaces like that long term. He said, even these things has to be that the shoelaces go into the shoe easily. So if you can't keep those three before, which is an old lace, easily going in, and it's not tied at the end, so you could use one of these other shinuyim, either color, or you only put in some of the holes, so you could have your shoes with some laces for Shabbos. We'll stop over here. Today's show is sponsored by an anonymous donor and as a schus for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, B'shas Tzarosim. To help keep the show coming on a consistent basis, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.